recruiter.com/work.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Overcast skies today with highs around 50. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows dip down to about 33. 59 tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 37.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The farm share of the food dollar increased 1 cent in 2020. That according to new data out from USDA's Economic Research Service. On average, U.S. farmers received 16 cents for farm commodity sales from each consumer dollar spent on domestically produced food in 2020. That's up from a revised 15 cents in 2019. Known as the farm share, the 1 cent rise is the largest increase in nearly a decade. On the other hand, the marketing share goes to food supply chain industries that move domestically produced food from farms to points of purchase, that including costs related to packaging, transporting, processing, and selling to consumers at grocery stores and eating out places. Well, in the first year of the coronavirus, households redirected a substantial amount of their eating out dollars or food away from home spending towards food at home markets like grocery stores. Now, generally, farmers receive a smaller share from those eating out dollars because a larger portion is spent on preparing and serving meals at restaurants, cafeterias, and other food service establishments. A study out from the Ag Research Service at USDA finds on rangelands, calving in late winter instead of spring maximizes calf growth. The study finds that late winter calving instead of spring supplies higher quality forage when it's most needed. There's a high value in utilizing rangeland to lower the cost of beef production, and selecting the right calving time when calves are born is one factor the ranchers can adjust to affect the efficiency of beef production, the report says. But with climate conditions continuing to move, the costs and benefits of calving at different times are changing. The research team observed that calves born early March, late winter, average about 13% heavier at 180 days of age than those that were born in early May or spring. This is because calves born in March are older and larger, therefore better utilize the higher quality forage that is available in the summertime. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Authorities investigating a fatal fire in Hoisington identified the victim as 80-year-old Stanley Jantz. That's according to Police Chief Kenton Doze. Just before 8 a.m. on Tuesday, crews with Barton County Fire District 2 responded to the fire at a home in the 500 block of East 3rd Street in Hoisington. That's according to Fire Chief Jerry Stricker. After attacking the fire and venting out the smoke, personnel located Jantz, who was deceased. Cause of the fire remains undetermined, according to Stricker. The Kansas Senate passed a controversial measure dealing with alternate coronavirus treatments and child vaccinations early this morning. After a long night of debate and final action votes, the 21 senators voted in favor of the plan and 16 against. Senate substitute for HB 2280 would authorize the prescriptions of off-label drugs for coronavirus treatment, like ivermectin. It would also allow parents to skip out on child vaccination requirements for any vaccine. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and, as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
An Ellis County District Court judge sentenced a Victoria man to life in prison this week for a pair of sex crimes involving two young girls and the rape of an 18-year-old nearly 6 years ago. 33-year-old Cody Schultz was sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole after 25 years for aggravated indecent liberties with a child under the age of 14, 15 years and 6 months in prison for electronic solicitation of a child under the age of 14, and an additional 15 years and 6 months in prison for raping a woman in 2014. Gas prices are down slightly in Kansas over a week ago, but are still substantially higher than they were a year ago. According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of unleaded fuel this morning in Kansas was $3.77. That's up 1 cent from the average price of $3.76 per gallon on Wednesday, but 2 cents lower than $3.79 a week ago. Unleaded gas in Kansas was about 52 cents higher than a month ago, when the average price was $3.25 per gallon. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A proposal to lower Nebraska's top income tax rates has gotten a substantial makeover to try to build support among state lawmakers after it hit a procedural roadblock in the legislature. Members of the Tax-Focused Revenue Committee voted to slow the phase-in of the income tax cuts from 3 years to five. They also agreed to an amendment that would create an income tax credit to offset the taxes that property owners pay to community colleges. However, some senators say they're still opposed to income tax cuts that would largely benefit the wealthy and out-of-state corporations. A bill that would force Governor Pete Ricketts to apply for $120 million in federal housing assistance for Nebraska won final approval from lawmakers. Lawmakers passed the measure through a third and final vote, 26-15. Eight state senators abstained from voting. Ricketts has strongly objected to the measure, and overriding his veto would require votes from at least 30 lawmakers. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily. Exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A steering committee has been formed to investigate the feasibility of a new private school in Marysville. 7th through 12th grades, this would be a non-accredited, private, non-denominational Christian school. The committee is reaching out to Marysville and surrounding areas over the next month in order to gauge interest. Core subjects of math, language arts, history, and science will be taught, with a strong emphasis on trade and technology skills, with a goal for graduates to be fully prepared to enter the workforce or start a business. In many ways, the school will operate like an old-fashioned one-room school. Different grades will work together, older students helping younger students, similar to how homeschools operate. Anyone interested in having their children attend such a school should go to MarysvilleAcademy.com and fill out the brief survey. Please share the survey link with others in the area in order to reach as many interested families as possible. An email for additional comments is also available at survey@MarysvilleAcademy.com. The survey addresses additional specifics such as hours, proposed tuition, lunch and busing, and volunteer opportunities if a school. Additional information will be forthcoming after initial survey results are reviewed. Again, the survey site online is MarysvilleAcademy.com. Incoming President Sarah Kessinger introduced new Marysville Chamber and Main Street board members at the organization's annual meeting Saturday, including Mandy Havig with the Lighthouse, Jim Hull, Sunflower Community Credit Union, Wade Maddox, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Debbie Price, Blue Valley Technologies, and Aaron Westbrook with Galloway Wigger Sprinegar Law Firm. They're joined by Sammy Krause, Rachel Fry, Kurt Olson, Rob Peschel, Liz Manley, and Adam Turner, as well as Sarah Kessinger. Outgoing board members recognized were Jada Hackerman, Tyson Anderson, Tony Deaver, Kyle Garaki, and Lori Snellings. 12th Street Liquor was recognized as the 2021 Business of the Year, and details were shared regarding an upcoming fundraiser for updating the downtown sound system. A business come-and-go with refreshments served will be featured Friday evening, April 1st. Tickets on sale to the public at the Chamber Main Street, with more details forthcoming. Redistricting maps were shared by State Representative Lisa Mosier and State Senator Elaine Bowers Saturday during the annual legislative forum in Marysville. The proposed final drafts were released last week and would modify local district lines slightly, with Mosier's district extended to include all of Jewell County, then east through all of Republic, Washington, and Marshall counties. The extension west was to accommodate population declines over the past decade. Lisa Mosier.
District 106 lost about 9% of its population in the last 10 years. So the district needed to pick up some people. And in a conversation with Representative Troy Waymaster from just west here, he suggested that the fix would be to, right now I have all of Marshall, all of Washington, all of Republic, and the eastern third to one half of Jewell. And the easiest fix for me would, or for District 106, I should say, would be to pick up the rest of Jewell County. And in talks with the chairman of redistricting and with Representative Waymaster, that's what happened. So District 106 will now be four full counties, just straight across the border.
Elaine Bowers' district would continue to include a sliver of several far northwest Marshall County townships, then all of Washington County, among others, west and south. The majority of Marshall County, Nemahawn counties east and south, remain in State Senator Dennis Pyle's district. Elaine Bowers said that Marshall County is well served by the split, with not two, but three members represented in the State House.
The Senate map collapses one rural district, and that's Senator Wellborn right in the middle of the state, and then it kind of fans out from there. For Marshall County, you'll still have two senators, although, Senator Pyle will have the bottom four townships, as you can see, or six townships in Marshall County, and then I still will have the top, or six, I don't have six, and Dennis will take four. So that was to make up the difference in population. And they did change Senator Pyle's district quite a bit. And if he was here, I'm certain he would say he's not happy with this. But I'm very content. It's my whole district. I'm adding Clay County, which is very similar to our counties here. So it fits right into the district.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying a bit cooler but much drier throughout the Midwest today, but temperatures will start to warm up throughout Friday and throughout the weekend. For today, we can expect to see highs in the lower to upper 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and upper 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid 40s throughout Missouri.
Staying mild overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-30s throughout the region. Clearing up and warming up throughout Friday with lots of sunshine and our highs ranging in the lower to upper 50s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and upper 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Conditions will stay dry and sunny throughout the weekend, with highs in the mid-50s and lower 70s throughout the region. Temperatures will warm up quickly throughout Monday and Tuesday and stay warmer throughout Wednesday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late March, 59. Record high on this date, 88. The average low, 34. And the record low is 12 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:24. Sunset this evening at 7:43.
Ever need to measure something without a ruler handy? We will share some clever ways to get a darn close estimate next on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 24th, the 83rd day of the year. Magician Harry Houdini and actor Steve McQueen were born on this day. Few of us make a habit of carrying around a ruler or tape measure, so what do you do when you need a quick measurement? Use what's at hand, of course. On the average person, the tip of the thumb to the first knuckle is about an inch. The width of your hand is 4 inches. A dollar bill is just a shade over 6 inches long. The width of a standard legal pad is 8.5 inches. And the height of most dining tables is 30 inches. If you're frequently at a loss for a measuring device, try this. Cut a 6-inch strip from an old tape measure and keep it in your wallet. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Kansas City Chiefs traded wide receiver Tyreek Hill to Miami for a package of draft picks yesterday, and the Dolphins gave the three-time All-Pro a $120 million four-year contract extension that makes him the highest-paid player ever at his position. The Chiefs will get the Dolphins' first and second-round picks and their fourth-rounder in this year's draft and fourth- and sixth-round picks next year. The deal clears more than $18 million in salary cap space for Kansas City. Garrett Kosich hit a walk-off two-run homer in the bottom of the 10th, and Wichita State rallied from a 5-0 deficit to win over Kansas 7-5 on Wednesday night at X Stadium in Wichita. It was the first walk-off win and first extra-inning win of the season for Wichita State, who extended their winning streak against Kansas to 6 games. The Shockers are now 10-10 overall. I'm Trace Talk, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event.
We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily. Exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
In just a few days, an NCAA Division I women's basketball team will celebrate a trip to the Final Four on the court inside Wichita's Intrust Bank Arena. The Wichita Region semifinals and final, which are the Sweet 16 and Elite 8, are set for this Saturday and Monday at the city's downtown arena. Louisville and Tennessee tip off at 3 p.m. on Saturday, followed by the South Dakota and Michigan game at 5:30 p.m. The winners will face each other in Monday night's Elite 8 game, with the winner advancing to the Final Four in Minneapolis. After a disappointing end to the 2021-2022 men's basketball season, Wichita State University Shockers Quay Grant and Joe Pleasant have entered the transfer portal. Grant and Pleasant's decision to enter the portal brings the total amount of Shockers in the transfer portal to four. The Shockers finished the season at 15-13 overall, with their final game being a first-round loss in the American Athletic Conference tournament. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Haymakers like you told us what they want from a self-propelled wind rower, and New Holland listened. Visit CanEquip in Marysville and see the result. The high-productivity, high-precision, high-performance Speed Rower Plus. Featuring the industry's fastest speeds, drive-by-wire controls, PLM solutions, and our most comfortable ride ever. It'll help you mow more hay in a day faster and with greater precision. Stop by CanEquip in Marysville and put big new pluses to work in your hay operation.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringsdorf. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and want. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
And actually, the girls' competition start Wednesday and Thursday this week. Ella Johnson won her regional as a freshman. She's taken a 23-2 record into the state tournament. So she's having a great year, and we're really looking for her to win a medal. As on the boys' side, we had 8 qualifiers. Wrestled really tough at the regional. 106, Taven Wilson qualified as a freshman. 120, Gable Fredrickson is a sophomore. 126 is Carter Trimble, and he's a sophomore. 138, Kai Barton is a senior. 170, Jacob Hafley is a senior. 195, Bo Wassenberg is a senior. 220, Jondre Walton is a junior. And at heavyweight, Garrison Craig is a senior. So really proud of my seniors. They all punched their ticket. And this is, for three of them anyways, their first time out. So Really proud of their effort.
Trees, shrubs, structures, and walks are permanent features of the landscape. They help define spaces, create focal points, and add year-round interest to your yard. Strategically placing these items can help increase the beauty and function of your garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Create well-defined beds that stand out in the landscape, drawing attention to the garden. Add a specimen tree or shrub with multiple seasons of interest. This could be an evergreen, but don't overlook trees and shrubs that have flowers, fruit, interesting bark, or a unique form. Fences are great backdrops, defining the space, while arbors can lead you through to other garden spaces. Include a gazebo for relaxing and as a feature in a garden bed. Create small vignettes within the overall garden. Include a focal point and repeat color and texture to unify the individual beds within the overall landscape. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Good Shepherd Lutheran School Marysville is growing again with Janet's Jungle. Top quality plants may be ordered now for April pickup with annuals, perennials, baskets, and planters available. Find your favorite flowers and vegetable varieties with convenient online ordering at janetsjungle.com. Search Marysville Good Shepherd or contact any student or the school at 562-3181 for a catalog. Order deadline is fast approaching March 30th with pickup scheduled April 14th. Again, go online at janetsjungle.com. Search Marysville Good Shepherd.
In small towns, it might be easy to say that things like the arts, galleries, music festivals, sculptures, and such are just found in big cities that can support them. But a trip here will upend that notion and show you how a small town or city is probably missing out if it's not considering the arts as a way to revitalize the place. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Looking for an edge at planting this season? Look no further than Seed Plus Graphite from Verdesian. It's a talc and graphite solution that delivers a full nutrient and biostimulant package directly to the seed, which helps stand establishment and tolerance to stressors like cold and drought. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant directly in the planter box. That's why we're using it this year on our own crop. Verdesian representatives are standing by to support you. Just head to VLSCI.com to connect and learn more.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
As Tamara Eastfeld explains, it all began with a small group of folks in Granite Falls, Minnesota.
About 15 years ago, a small group of us said, let's do something that brings community together through the arts.
That small group met wherever they could find a place to work on arts projects for the town. After 3 years, they purchased a building along the Minnesota River in the heart of Granite Falls. They now have a place for the arts in this small town of under 3,000 people.
It changes a little bit. We have the main gallery, more for established artists or art exhibit type things. Mm-hmm. We also have a smaller emerging artist gallery, which is now something we just started.
But it's not just a place to see. It's a place where people can do.
We also do classes. This is a gathering space. People have meetings here, but it's mainly regarding around art in some form or another.
Plus, there's a gift shop where some works are available for purchase. Renovating an old building for use as an art center is a great idea that many small towns of varying sizes can consider. Locals say it certainly takes the time and passion of those here to make it happen, but it's not an idea out of reach. Plus, it encourages people to get involved in art locally. Some ask, how can a small town sustain such an effort monetarily?
We do have rental from our apartment upstairs, okay. But the gift shop is probably our main source of revenue, and we do apply for grants when we can.
Not only have they turned an old storefront into a vibrant community space, but there's more to the story than what you've heard. And it's next time, as we travel the countryside, Granite Falls, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Manure is an abundant fertilizer. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's mutually beneficial with cover crops to improve soil and hang on to soil nutrients as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
For centuries, livestock manure has been valued for providing nutrients for crops and increasing soil quality. Cover crops do the same thing and prevent nutrients from leaching. Pairing the two together combines their benefits and can address issues such as manure storage capabilities and the number of acres available for spreading. Dan Anderson is an assistant professor in the Ag and Biosystems Engineering Department at Iowa State University. He says there are variables that can affect how well this works.
Depending on what tillage implement, how are we injecting that manure into the soil? How does it disturb the cover crop? How does the cover crop recover? And then things like, what does that do for nutrient cycling? We know that normally we talk about cover crops scavenging for nitrogen, for residual nitrogen in the soil. Well, if we were putting manure on in the fall and still growing that cover crop, it's a little bit different. It's almost like a fertilized crop. So there's just a few differences in how we want to understand that, think about it, and use it in the system.
Should you plant the cover crop before or after you put manure on? He says either one can work. They do see a little bit better tie-up of nitrogen if the cover crop is planted first, but the process should be based on how the farmer can integrate it into his system. In terms of water supply, nitrogen from the manure tends to stay put rather than leaching away.
What we've seen is when we've had cover crops integrated in that system, we've reduced nitrogen losses by somewhere around 20 to 30% with the cover crop. So it's actually a benefit. And certainly you can think about cover crops as improving soil tilth and giving us some of that macro pore, maybe potential for flow. But we tend to see the opposite. We get better soil structure and that increases the water holding capacity in that soil. So when we put the manure on, it actually stays in the topsoil.
Learn more about integrating cover crops and manure at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
be
just a closer walk with thee.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials, but even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
As talk begins about the next farm bill, a call for policies to address climate. That's next on Farm to Fork. Hey, farmers, are you looking for precision ag technology to level up your equipment that you already know and love? Look to Ag Leader for a full farm solution that can be used from cab to cab and season to season. There's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader it. Steer it and gain pass-to-pass accuracy. Plant it with unrivaled planter and seed control. Apply it and ensure precise coverage across the field. Harvest it and capture real-time harvest data while making unloading on the go simple. Manage it and have 24/7 access to your data anytime, anywhere. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader it. Visit agleader.com for more information and use the dealer locator tool to find the Ag Leader dealer in your community. At a recent House Ag Committee hearing, the co-chair of the Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance, Chuck Connor, laid out what FACA believes the next farm bill should contain regarding climate.
We believe that policies should be voluntary and market and incentive-based, that they should advance science-based solutions and outcomes, and that they should promote resiliency and help rural economies better adapt to climate change.
Connor says all segments of the food chain are important to addressing the climate problem.
The next farm bill must be written to address climate policy, responding to consumer demands. Private sector commitments to reduce emissions and grow green energy will only continue in the years ahead. The potential for added cost to be pushed down to producers makes it imperative that the next farm bill provide the tools to help producers remain profitable.
Connor also emphasized that climate efforts in the next farm bill must be equitable.
As the farm bill process begins, I believe it is critical that any efforts to address climate must provide access for all producers and rural communities and address the historic inequalities that have been seen in many federal farm programs.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Ag News from the Mid-America Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it doesn't really matter whether farmers have lived through the drought conditions or wet soils in 2021, as farmers need to take inventory of their nitrogen for the upcoming season, as both too little and too much water can impact soil chemistry and affect many nutrients' abilities to available crops. Ryan Hagerman is the product manager of CHS Agronomy, and he says that nitrogen plays a critical role in that plant health.
For example, nitrogen is a significant component of the amino acids and the proteins and enzymes that help roots absorb nutrients and water. It also makes up a large part of the chlorophyll found in plants, which is used to make sugars that feed the plant. Nitrogen impacts the plant growth regulation as well as the development of proteins present in a crop's grains, fruits, and seeds. Too little nitrogen and crops may not thrive, and too much nitrogen can harm the plants and the environment. Because certain conditions are necessary to facilitate a root's ability to uptake nutrients that are present in the soil, crops can experience nutrient deficiencies when growing conditions are poor. Very acidic or alkaline conditions, extreme temperatures, drought, and heavy rains can all influence the nutrient availability in the soil and its subsequent absorption by the crops.
He goes on to talk about the effects of extreme environmental conditions that they also have on nitrogen residual.
After a year of drought conditions, the soil will tend to retain more nitrogen due to less nitrogen uptake by the crop and reduced amount of nitrogen loss through leaching or denitrification. Some of this residual nitrogen will be available for the next crop. It is still at risk of being lost as the soil moisture changes. Wet soil conditions and nitrogen loss often do go hand in hand, but when wet soil conditions are paired with cooler temperatures, that loss is reduced by slow nitrification and denitrification rates. However, that doesn't always mean that residual nitrogen is safe. Soils with high drainage rates are most susceptible to leaching, which is a main form of N loss.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. John Deere announcing yesterday it plans to expand the availability of tools for diagnosing problems with equipment in 2023, also teasing additional announcements on repair options in the future. The company, which has recently been subject of six lawsuits and an FTC complaint accusing it of monopolizing the repair market for Deere-branded machines with onboard central computers, says it plans to release an enhanced customer solution that includes a mobile device interface and the ability to download secure software updates directly to embedded controllers on select John Deere equipment with 4G connections. It will also allow online purchases of Customer Service Advisor. That's a database of operator, diagnostic, and technical manuals that was previously only available for purchase from dealerships. And the House Ag Committee plans to convene the leaders of the four leading meatpacking firms for an April hearing. House Ag Committee Chair David Scott of Georgia announced yesterday the plans for the April 27th hearing. He said that the would include CEOs of the so-called Big Four meatpackers if they accept the committee's invitation. He said the question continues to be asked whether there is anti-competitive behavior taking place. Now, Representative G.T. Thompson from Pennsylvania, the committee's ranking member, expressing frustration over the hearing and the direction of the committee. He said if there's been manipulation or wrongdoing by packers, then the law needs to be enforced under the existing authorities of both USDA and the DOJ. He said, unfortunately, the hearing schedule was zero input from Republicans as the appearance of a political charade designed to further the administration's narrative of blaming industry executives instead of the Democratic Party's own reckless spending for skyrocketing inflation. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Disposable coveralls and foot covers on the farm. They may not be fashionable, but they reduce the risk of spreading disease. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you a farmer or rancher in the U.S. interested in a new revenue stream that is guaranteed for 10 years? Agora Carbon Alliance's national team of carbon farming experts can show you how by implementing simple practice changes like no-till, cover cropping, and grazing management. Contact your local on-the-ground Agora Carbon agronomist by visiting agorocarbonalliance.com.
Traveling from one farm to another, it's important for livestock producers and farm visitors to think about the health and safety of farm animals. Bacteria and viruses that cause infectious diseases can hitch a ride on your boots, car tires, and your hands. Biosecurity that includes disposable outer clothing helps reduce the spread of disease from one farm to another. Kevin Heitland is a sales manager with AgriPro Enterprises of Iowa. He says the two most important items are coveralls and foot protection. Put on a fresh layer every time you walk into an animal facility.
Just to avoid any type of chance of any kind of disease transfer from one building to the next. It's even important to wear some foot protection between one building to the next and then dispose of it before you go all the way in, you know, your entry points. Or even getting into your vehicle, you know, walking to your vehicle and driving to the next farm.
Always have your protective garments on hand and easily accessible. Also, consider outfitting the people who visit your farm on a regular basis.
You should, you know, even have foot protection in your vehicle when you're traveling from site to site, so that way you can put them on. Feed truck drivers, they should have them so they can put a new pair on when they come onto your farm with a load of feed. And there should be a place for them to dispose of them there on the farm so they don't have to take them back in the truck and transfer it that way as well.
Once disposable cover-ups are worn, they can be incinerated or tossed in the trash. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more on how to dress for biosecurity at agriculture.com.
Okay, what's on my schedule today?
Today, you have yoga at 7 a.m. A client meeting at 10.
Got it?
Lunch with boss at noon.
Okay.
Finalize proposal at 1. Meetings at 1, 2, and 3 p.m.
Busy, busy.
Gym at 4:30. Client dinner at 6.
What's the weather?
Today's high is 40 degrees. Rain and sleet into the night.
No problem.
Whatever the day brings, BF Goodrich Tires can help you stay ahead of the curve. Between March 16th and the 26th, get $70 via reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of 4 new select BF Goodrich all-terrain or performance tires. Or get $50 via reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of 4 new select BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires.
See Mike's OK Tires in Marysville today.
See bfgoodrichtires.com/promotions and rebates for complete details. Offer expires March 26, 2022. Void where prohibited.
Stop by and see Mike's OK Tires in Marysville today.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Thursday today. Still mostly lower numbers on the grain market as we move through the day right now. We see a little bit of
green popping up in the soybean meal and oil. Outside of that, things are still mostly lower across the board. May corn is down right now 10 cents as that's moved further into the red, sitting at 747 and three quarters. We have Kansas City wheat for May down 7.5 cents right now at 1104 even a bushel. Over in the bean market, mostly lower numbers here. May soybeans are down 12 cents currently at 1706 and three quarters. The meal still lingering up positive with May meal up $1.20 at 486 and 30 cents. And the soybean oil for May down by $1.16 at 74.81. Cotton market, a little bit higher here. May cotton currently up 77 cents at 130 and 80 cents. Over in the livestock market, we had a couple rocky days there with a little bit lower numbers. Today we're seeing things a little bit higher, although some of the live cattle prices that we've seen in some of the trading lately has been a little bit lower. As trading occurred in all regions right around that 138 to 139 range. That's about $1 to $2 lower than what we had seen over the past couple of weeks. Dress sales are between 220 to 223 overall in the markets. Overall slaughter report from last week was still sitting at 644,000 head of cattle, which was flat with the previous week, 644 as well, and above last year, 629. So that's good news as we still try and catch up for the overall year-over-year slaughter reports in the market. Live cattle's kind of mixed right now. April's down 22 cents at 139.20. June's in the green by a quarter at 136.22. Feeder cattle mostly higher here with the March up by 15 cents at 156 and a quarter. April is in the green by 12 cents at 161.90. Over in the lean hogs, we'll see lower numbers here after a couple of days of some positive gains with April lean hogs down by 5 cents at 102.5. The May is down by $1.65 at 113 even. Stock market rebounding from yesterday a little bit with the Dow Jones up 194 points at 34,552. S&P up by 29 points. The NASDAQ in the green by 112.
It's truck month at Rusty Eck Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Eck Ford under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. You're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Pricing under MSRP, $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on the crew orders paid by 4-4-2022. The crew credit is taxed and fees are not qualified. In return, financing can be forward with a credit tier of the same APR for 36 months is 2778 per month, 1,000 finance. Offer will be paid on offers.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoovers in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoovers in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoovers in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoovers in Greenleaf.
Thank you. Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Alfea takes this time to thank the women who serve in the United States military with courage and bravery. Your strength is inspiring, your dedication unwavering, and sacrifice unending. Thank you for protecting our freedom and country. From Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
Full-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.